USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Representative Matt Rosendale, while condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine, spoke on Newsmax, further condemning the continued invasion of the United States border with Mexico, something he doesn't expect President Biden to talk about tonight in the State of the Union.
When I talk about an invasion, this is an invasion that is taking place on our southern border, and not enough is talked about the 700,000 illegals that were actually released into and distributed around our country that were encountered on the southern border. Okay. Who's going to pay for this? Their education, their health care, their housing, their sustenance, because they cannot work legally.
The congressman also said 100% of illegal drugs, methamphetamine, and fentanyl are coming into his state from the southern border. Sanctions now are also being added to Belarus in response to the role the country is playing in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the U.N. Human Rights Council that Russian crimes in Ukraine are mounting by the hour, with strikes hitting hospitals, schools, residential buildings, and asked whether Russia deserves to remain a member of the U.N. Human Rights Council. Blinken also said that China continues to commit genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang against Muslim Uyghurs, and called for U.N. Human Rights boss Michelle Bachelet to release her office's reports with findings on that situation. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, joined Senate Republicans in defeating a bill that would have legalized abortions up to birth nationwide. Senators voted 48-46 against ending the debate and allow a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which passed the House last year, would have codified a right to an abortion and combated pro-life state laws. The bill's defeat comes as the Supreme Court is weighing a case that could potentially curb Roe versus Wade. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Texas is holding its midterm primaries. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The 2022 midterm elections kick off today in Texas for the state's primary. Texas has gained two congressional districts this go-around. A couple of races we're looking at. The 15th congressional district has Democrat Representative Vincent Gonzalez leaving the district for a run in the 34th district, where he has a better chance to win due to redistricting. Most national and local GOP leaders are backing Monica De La Cruz. There are multiple Democrat contenders. In the governor's race, Republican Governor Greg Abbott is facing multiple challenges. On the Democrat side, Representative Beto O'Rourke also faces many challengers. The Attorney General's race, Republican incumbent Ken Paxton faces Representative Louis Gohmert, former State Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman, and Land Commissioner George P. Bush, the son of Jeb Bush. On the Democrat primary side, former ACLU lawyer Rochelle Garza faces Joe Jaworski, a lawyer and former mayor of Galveston. It should be noted, polls close at 7 p.m. Texas time.
Abbott has issued another recall for a lot of baby formula after an additional child is believed to have consumed the formula, fell ill, and later died, according to the FDA. The recall affects Similac PM6040 that was made at Abbott Nutrition in Sturgis, Michigan. Parents should check any purchase formula for the lot code 27032K80 and throw it away if it matches. The FDA said this lot is a special formula for certain infants who would benefit from lower mineral intake. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.